Good morning, Ricky's. Happy Open Line Thursday. We are the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, how you can join their team, go to cropmetcalf.com. You got a four-man Junks show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes. On Twitter, at CakesFlops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is sitting directly across from me.
Happy Thursday, buddy.
Happy OLT to you, my friend.
Yep.
John Paul Flame is over there.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello, good morning to you. Eric Pickle over here.
Hey, buddy.
To morning. My right. Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I saw the boy, Mizrahi?
Michael Mizrahi.
He took down
the grinder.
WSOP main event.
He grinded it out.
Arguably the biggest name guy to win the main event since like Phil Hellmuth or something, right? Or Johnny Chant. Like, you know what I mean?
Probably right.
Because it's unknown.
I understand that name is not familiar to a lot of people.
No, in the poker world, that's a big name.
But he's a big name in the poker world.
Yeah.
And yeah, he mowed down everybody in front of him. There were two eliminations on the first two hands from the short stacks.
Yeah.
And then he was heads up with a guy who's just honestly just like a random Joe.
It would be like
one of us making the final table and being heads up for $10 million.
Right.
By the way, the guy who finished in second, he pockets $6 million. And he went from, I think, like 29,400 on the all-time USA money list to 163rd.
Yeah,
all time on the money list.
That's a good run.
That's what happens when you get $6 million for second place.
It's a great run.
It's an amazing
run.
Did
any of those guys divulge how much of themselves they had? Anybody at the final
table? I didn't see a lot of the interviews, but
yeah.
I don't think they're going to really discuss that.
Yeah, well, sometimes you've seen stuff like that.
But I'm sure they probably sold off some pieces of themselves.
Yeah, most
it's rare
guys,
that people have 100% of themselves.
Most guys are just going to donk off 10K.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Like rich guys, they just have nothing going on.
Yeah.
But the pros, even the pros, they don't do that.
Right.
So big doings in the poker world. It's very rare that poker leads the show. But
yeah.
Hey,
well, since you were there,
just
figured I'd bring it up.
Were you at any of the tables of the final nine?
No.
Right.
I think I was at a table with a guy that finished like 13th or 14th. I played with him for a couple hours.
Were you impressed with him?
He seemed like a fine player. I mean, nothing about him really stood out, but I just remember playing with him, and then I saw his name late into
I think the most
the main
important
event.
Part, we don't have to talk about it forever, but you playing in the World Series, you never felt like you were overmatched. Like, you felt like you belonged there.
I felt like I could hang, yeah.
You could hang, yeah.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That must have been a good feeling.
I didn't feel
were
out
you
of
convinced
place.
Of that going in, or is that not even something you pondered?
I mean, it was... I had some doubts.
Yeah.
But once I sat down and realized, look, this is another poker tournament, just on a much grander scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to run into some really good players if you make it deep enough.
Like the best
which
players.
I did.
Which the best players you'll ever play.
Which I did.
Yeah.
But I felt like I could hang in this field.
That's great.
Like, I didn't feel like a complete fish out
How
of water.
How long has that been going on, the main event? How many years?
I think it started like in the late 60s.
Wow.
Maybe early 70s.
Yeah.
So it's been going for a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to the grinder.
The grinder.
Pocking that 10
Good for
mil.
Him. Good for him.
10 milli.
10 yeah. milli. Can you imagine having 10 milli just go into your account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John.
No.
Like, how would you take you? No. You'd get it wired because they.
Oh, yeah. You wire
like
that.
They can do what you did and just stuff it in your pockets.
Well, I mean, with the amount that I had, you could. But, like, they bring out physically the cash when you get down to the last two players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
And they just stack it up,
I mean, it's almost as wide as
this table. Yeah.
And it's like this high.
I've seen the guy... Who's the guy, Mickey or whatever his name is? You know, he's a degen with all the tattoos. And some people claim he's full of S, but he claims he's beaten all these casinos and banned from them all. I've seen videos before where he claims he's got like $4.5 million from some big score.
Yeah.
He just stuffs them all in like a suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, I guess you could stuff $4 million in a suitcase.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen just take just brick after brick after brick after brick.
Sure.
Like a couple layers of it, and he's walking through a hotel with $4.5 million in a suitcase.
I would feel the most uncomfortable on the planet if I had $1 million like in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
And I'm just strolling through a casino.
Mickey Mace.
I don't know this person.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
Yeah, sounds
probably
like
a liar, too, but. Yeah. Anyway, I've seen videos before, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So we have the Open Championship on the TV here. We had our draft throughout the day yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Listen, I won't win, but going in, I feel really confident about my squad. Like, to have Scottie Scheffler and,
well, you should,
and,
yeah,
and Oberg.
Yep.
I mean, I won't win, but it's as good as twosome as I could think I could get.
Top happy. Player in the world, yeah. And I don't know much about Oberg.
And I didn't
Oberg.
Have the top pick. You know, because Drabby just decided he didn't want the number one player in the world.
You probably have two of the top seven favorites.
I was surprised Oberg was still there. I was kind of actually stunned. I had to look at that text thread like four times.
He's
not that I think he'll be, you know, win. He's too young, but maybe.
I just looked at Valdez for my American pick. I was like, who has the best odds for me? I'll take that guy.
And who was
Justin Thomas.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm sure he'll finish like, you know, T50th.
It
I don't
is
know.
Like impossible to predict. Unless, you know, like when Scotty's winning like four tournaments in a row or something.
Right.
And someone's on a real heater. It's really hard to predict.
I'm glad I didn't take KJ Choi.
Is he in TFL?
Of course. 10 over through
just
15.
Well,
when I woke up
there.
This morning, I got up a little early. When I woke up this morning, Phil was 2 under. And I was like, woo, maybe you can hold on. But I think he's already fallen to 1. Is he even below that yet?
No, he's at 1 under.
Still at 1. That'd be good.
Your boy Scheffler's at 1 under. They're showing him on TV.
Scheffler's on the fourth hole.
He teed off about an hour ago, I think.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Nice. Just don't shoot yourself out of it on day one. One thing that always amazes me, and this is coming from a guy who is terrible with his short game, is especially in the British Open, it's, you know, they play the ball so low to the ground. And their ability to get up and down and make these long putts. Now, I think the greens are usually a little slower.
Oh, they're,
you know,
much
because
slower.
Of the wind.
They're running at about a 10, 10 and a half.
But these guys, they can just, they make such long putts, these long chips. It's just amazing to me.
I'll give the guys.
That's why I don't want to play it, because I know I'd shoot 200.
I'll give the guys maintaining the course credit. I don't know if it's the advancement in the cameras.
They
or
don't look as like, terrible, right?
Usually it's not aesthetically pleasing watching the Open because the course is all burned out. It doesn't look like an American. I'm just being an ugly American. Doesn't look like a premier American golf course.
Right.
No, it's not.
But it looks great.
My buddy Tom.
That's where golf was born.
Though. I understand.
You guys all know very, very well. He is he's leaving for Ireland, I think, next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his fifth year in a row. And he's it's like a 10-day trip, and they literally play at all these spots like
I just
10
think
days.
I think it's funny that you know we're sitting at 106 degree heat index today, and these guys are all wearing pullovers. And Fitzpatrick had like a ski cap on.
That's actually
it's beanie season.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't like it when it's cold, but like 60, like for golf.
Yeah.
Like I'm a vest guy. I love vests.
Yeah. This but is the best for me. Yeah.
I like this.
This is primo weather for you.
Again, played yesterday, and just by the ninth hole or so, I felt like I was wearing an extra 10 pounds.
Sure.
Just an extra 10 pounds because my whole entire outfit is soaking wet.
Did you bring a change of clothes?
You know, I did in my locker, but no, I just, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I just got through it, but it's just amazing how much I sweat. Yeah. And I think of all, I mean, I always look like I'm going to die.
You're jealous of Drabby, who apparently does not sweat.
I know.
He's a non-sweater.
Don't sweat it.
I don't know how people do it.
Well, that turns out
not true.
My trainer heard me say that yesterday,
and
then he pummeled me for an hour.
Oh, he didn't like hearing that. It made him seem like
he
was
doing the job yesterday.
I was laying on the mat afterwards, gasping for air.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to sweat during this workout.
Right, right.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I mean,
I was supposed to play today, and I just told my buddy, texted him this morning. I said, you know what? It's going to be 106 degrees today. Mm-hmm. I said, let's move it to tomorrow. Because tomorrow is supposed to be about 20 degrees cooler.
Nice.
And less humidity. So I said, let's just move it to tomorrow.
You know, something cool happened yesterday for me. And I've literally never done it before in 40-some years. I didn't have a hole in one. But I hit an okay drive. Hit one up against a tree. I had to punch out. And Valdez has done this. I'm sure Jason has too. Mm-hmm. But I hold out on a full swing from 80 yards, you know, it was just a full swing lob wedge.
But, did you dunk it or did it bounce?
No, it bounced and rolled. Perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
Never happened to me in my life.
So you hold out for par?
No, I had to hold out for birdie because I had to punch from under a tree.
Oh, you punched it. That's right.
I don't know.
That's nice.
I played 50 years. I've never done it.
Had to feel good.
I've never hold out from 80 yards.
From 80 yards, yeah. I've hold out from maybe 40 on like a pitch, but a full swing. I could only imagine what it feels like for a hole-in-one.
Yeah, I just love the fact that
these guys do this all the time.
Live golf on at 6:10 in the morning.
You probably have so many live bets going.
I don't have any bets right
really?
Now.
Like,
I mean, I'm in
guys. Shocking.
You have Justin and who?
Roars.
Not bad.
I mean, I'll take Rory playing in his backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
bad.
Worth a shot.
Did anybody get his mind? I didn't watch any of this stuff leading up where he was interviewed. Was his mindset crap again, or is it fine?
I've watched Rory interviews.
Well, I'm kind of speaking to all of us.
He sounded fine. I mean,
because you remember how like before, like, yeah, I just can't wait for the tournament to be over. Right. I just want to get home.
Well,
blah,
I mean,
blah.
if he can't get pumped for the Open in his home country, then guy doesn't have a pulse.
I know, but it seemed like he's kind of, you know, all these guys searching for meaning. We never really talked about Scotty, and Scotty kind of trying to figure out the meaning of, you know, the fleeting success and, you know, what that sort of means in your overall life. I actually could really relate to what Scotty said, not in the sense of being great at anything, but just that, man, you work so hard for things, you look forward to things, and they happen so fleetingly, and then two minutes later, it's over.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a depressing way to think, but I think that way a lot.
I would think that he would treasure a huge win like the Masters or the PGA more than 2 minutes.
He does more than 2 minutes, and he'll always have it to look back on, but it is funny how we look forward to things.
Yeah, and then it's over, and then you move on to the next thing. Yeah,
and then you're on the next, and you're like, oh, I wish I was still doing that thing.
Yeah. That's life, man.
It is life.
All right, you're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Coming up later, Tom Lavero, Washington Times sports columnist. He'll join us. We'll talk about the Nats season, their draft class, and more. That's coming up at 8:45. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Commanders add a Hall of Fame name to the defense. We'll tell you who that is. If you've slept on it, we'll do that next here on The Fan. We always prefer that you listen to the show live and on the radio. Right. But if you can't...
All right. What are the alternatives,
you can listen to the Junks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
right,
or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I mean, who doesn't routinely use Spotify?
I mean, I'm guessing people use it like every day.
I use it literally every day.
I know I pay for it every month.
You don't use it every day?
I don't use it much. I mean, my daughters do, but I don't use it a lot. Sometimes.
We're also streaming
not
live.
Not as much as you do.
Stream live on the
every
Odyssey
day.
App, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
You know what I
listen to?
There's
no shortage of ways to consume this product.
When I sleep now, thunderstorms.
Well, you didn't need to use that. No, I doubled up.
Yeah. I doubled up. I had real thunderstorms, and I put my own thunderstorms on.
Doubled down.
In my neighborhood,
is the red light still
big
on?
Ones.
Red light still on. Oh, yeah.
How big were the storms over there?
They were ripping.
Yeah, they were ripping.
Because I was driving home from Wolf Trap last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
How was Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray was awesome.
How you went to Wolf Trap?
Bare Naked Ladies were the headliners.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
But, well, they may have been awesome, but as soon as Sugar Ray was done...
You were out?
We bolted.
Just because you didn't want to see them, or just the storms?
I'm fine. They're okay, but they're not worth, to me, they're not worth staying up until 11 o'clock and then fighting traffic, and then I'm a zombie for the rest of the week.
Oh, just to get out of there.
Just to get out, because place was jam-packed, sold out.
Did you get hooked by our guy, Bernie?
That Bernie took care of me.
Nice.
Took care of me. Sitting in the orchestra pit. While the thunderstorms were building outside on the lawn. All the dogs on the lawn had to go seek shelter and go find cover.
I would have liked to have gone to see that show, but I would have been more into the Bare Naked Ladies.
You know what? You know what else I was a little bit surprised by? Fastball was the opening band. I was like, okay, they have one song, The Way. I mean, that song was a smash 25, 30 years ago, however long
ago
it was.
To recognize
but I was sitting there, like, listening to them, and they probably played, I don't know, six, maybe seven songs. I kind of recognized like four or five of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize that I had so much like fastball residue.
They were the opener?
They were the opener. Sugar Ray in the middle, the Bare Naked Ladies headline.
You have a fastball file.
I think that's the...
I guess.
Remember I told you my daughter went out to Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some friends?
And
she goes, yeah, we're some band called the Bare Naked Ladies.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, they're pretty popular. Yeah. Anyway. I think that was the same show.
I'm sure it was the same tour.
Yeah, same tour.
It was the same tour. It just moved
eastward. I think she said that Fastball opened.
Place was packed. I've never seen so many people at Wolf Trap.
I brought this up, I think, a week ago, but I was texting with Bernie. I think I'm going to go see Train next
next Train's month. Good.
I slept on Train when I went to see OAR in Vegas when I claimed I was going to have sex with my wife 100 times. I did it like 1.5 times.
Yeah.
We went to see OAR. I guess we'll see, like, Train. We'll stick around. They were awesome.
We never got your really total in San Diego. EB came back the week that you were off.
And he's San Diego total. Two and a half.
No, you slightly take the under.
Two.
The two ball.
Two ball. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's solid.
What, like a 3-day weekend?
It's very solid. Yeah, it's 4-day trips, very solid.
Are you kidding? At your age? It's a miracle you can even do that.
I'm not 25 anymore. Yeah. No, I'm staring down the barrel of 55.
Yeah, you got two in.
Yes. Uh-huh. Solid performance.
Good for you, buddy. Yeah. Proud of
it's
you,
a
man.
Solid B plus.
Proud of you. My book. And I'm glad Amy she was willing to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
She is my wife. Generally, your wife is willing to do that, I would guess.
You might be surprised. You might be surprised.
Possibly.
Yeah.
All right. So we tease this heading into the break. I guess Adam Peters heard all the talk about Terry McLaurin calling him an ageist. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and slide a really old guy in Von Miller. Von Miller added to the Commanders' defense.
Well, they didn't give him a long-term deal.
I know. He gets a one-year deal.
And they're adding a fossil, though.
They're adding an old dude who hasn't had double-digit sacks since 2018.
Yeah, I mean, they got him for pennies. I'm sure. For NFL
money. Did
they say
what the number was?
I think it's 1.5, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has other incentives, too.
Oh, like, I'm sure. If he gets 10 sacks.
You know what? So the year before, he played in 12 games. He's a limited package guy at this point in his career. He had no sacks. Last year, he had 6. When you look at his overall grade, out of 211 edge rushers, he ranked 15th last year. His
really
overall
good.
Grade was 82.4.
That's his a PFF pass rush, grade?
Yes, his pass rush win rate was pretty solid for the limited snaps he played. Played something, I think, like 211.
Right.
Or something.
I'm sure that Dan Quinn and company, they will be limiting his snaps.
Yeah. Put him in packages.
At his advanced age. And
I mean, he's been in, how old is he, 36?
36.
Yeah. He had a serious knee injury, I think that was in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he shouldn't have played at all in 23.
Right.
And
Because 23,
and then
he
had the off-the-field issue. He had an off-the-field. He was accused of.
He had a domestic thing.
Yeah. So he had a couple things happen in the last few years. But, I mean, talk about some of the big names that are on this roster, even though some of them are kind of obviously past their prime.
Well, they're proven guys. They're just proven guys that you can rely on,
but, I mean,
I think.
Kinlaw, Debo, now Von Miller, Tunsil.
They're getting older. That's it's an old team.
Oh, it's an old team.
Yeah.
I mean, they added Bobby Wagner.
I mean, they're just big names.
Understood. Isn't it an admission, though, that they needed help on the pass rush? Look, I think it's not going to be a good move for them. If you look at his last 3 years, combined, he has 14 sacks in 37 games.
Yeah, but look at what he did last year.
37 games.
Look at what he did last year.
6 sacks. I get the grade, but I'm looking at the production. In 2021, when he was with the Rams and the Broncos, that, I think, is his last, what I'd say, pretty good year, which is 9.5 sacks. I mean, they got that from Dante Fowler last year.
He was kind of in his prime then. I mean, that was way before the knee
injury.
That's
the back end of the prime.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence this move. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, put it up as the Junkies
poll of the day.
I think
it's all crazy.
It's brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can's only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
He's an accessory. He's not your prime. He's not your brand new Peter Millar pants or your new Johnny O shirt. He's your belt.
Okay.
He's just your accessory.
I think if you get like 5 to 7 sacks out of him, he's well worth whatever cash out.
Yeah, like last year, I think he had 30 pressures or something like that.
But isn't it an admission that they needed something?
Clearly, they
and they're grasping.
I mean, we all knew that.
You always
we knew that when they bypassed it in the draft. We knew they still needed pass rush help, and they hope that they can squeeze another productive year out of an aging Von Miller.
If they hadn't traded away some of those picks, I mean, they only had 5 picks, right?
Right.
If they had 7 or 8 picks, they would have taken a pass rusher, but I guess they just felt like they didn't see any in the draft they really liked. They clearly thought they needed something.
Mm-hmm.
If they could go out and got Von Miller. Another 6 in that six range, you know, key moments and 30 pressures, we'll take it. We'll take it. Just a little extra little piece that you can add. I don't look at him as some guy that's going to come in here and get double digit anything.
Did he Photoshop himself in the number 24 uniform?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Is he planning on wearing? Can he even wear 24?
Yes. If he's listed, I think, as a linebacker, he can wear 24.
I just don't like that number on a linebacker.
What did he wear?
I kind of like it.
Buffalo. That's like a cornerback type number.
Number 40.
40 with Buffalo. Yeah.
I actually hate that number on him.
I think it looks pretty cool when it's different. I like different.
It almost makes me queasy looking at it. I just don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Am I the only person that's offended by him wearing like a cornerback type number?
I didn't know that.
It's like a running back
number. But I'm not convinced that he's like wearing that number. I get it that he's photoshopping it.
Why is he photoshopping himself?
I don't know. He likes Champ Bailey.
Yeah, I look at that. I think Champ Bailey, I think he should be backpedaling and covering a wideout. I don't like it.
I didn't even know he photoshopped his face in it. I just thought he was using, he just pulled a random picture.
No, I think it's him, and he just photoshopped the Commander's Uni on him.
You know what? When you look at it at your phone, and it's such a small little thing, I didn't analyze it like that.
I am anti Von Miller wearing 24 with the Commanders.
Why doesn't he wear 40? Who's got 40?
I don't know.
Tyler Owens has 40. He can. Von Miller gets it over Tyler Owens.
I would think.
So maybe he ends up wearing 40.
Maybe
he wants a fresh start, and he wore 24 in high school or college.
Possibly.
Like, well, it's also his 24th year in the league.
For the record, I like it. I think it's different. I like it.
I do not.
Yeah.
Just let it be known. On the record, I do not like linebackers wearing cornerback numbers.
I was pleasantly surprised when I woke up that you just add a veteran pass rush. Some of these pass rushers, I'm going to have to do some research, but some of these guys can do some damage, you know, in their later years. Yeah. To be surprised.
I mean, Frankie Louvu is wearing a quarterback number. You have a problem with that?
I'm not the biggest fan of that either.
Oh, okay.
All right, man, I would not have noticed. I just thought he was picking a random picture. Von Miller's in there.
You know what it is now? There's anarchy with the numbers in the NFL. It's just back to the Wild West. You can basically do whatever. And I don't like it.
Wild, Wild West.
All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Dwayne in Bowie.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, Jason, yesterday, actually, you might be onto being a psychologist or something.
Remember I think so, yeah.
You remember the guy that killed his in-laws and all that?
Former pitcher, Dan Serafini?
Yeah.
No, the guy that killed the parents in Hollywood. Remember the in-laws and put them in a trash can and did all that stuff. I think you were talking about that yesterday.
We were talking about Darren Serafini yesterday, unless I'm mistaken. I know we talked about the former pitcher.
Give him his credit anyway,
Give him a shine.
The guy that we were talking about, he didn't even look like in the courtroom. He offed himself the day before in jail. When they put him in jail, he offed himself. He slit his own wrist.
Ah.
But anyway, it might not be the guy you're talking about, but it was almost the same identical story.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Okay.
Uplifting story to start on Thursday.
I didn't follow that one.
The second thing is, why is everybody giving Josh Harris a pass? I mean, I understand if he goes and talks to Adam, he's meddling. I mean, he could just go in and, hey, look, this is one time I'm going to meddle, give the guy what he wants.
I'm not giving him a pass. He bought a freaking football card that nobody cares about for $500,000 just as a goof.
Hold on. Why do you care so much about him buying a $500,000 football
because
card?
Because it was just a dumb PR thing. It just shows me, like he throws around $500,000
I'm a multi-billionaire. I can buy, Eric,
that has nothing to do with the salary cap or anything
we don't have salary cap implicate. We're fine with the salary cap.
Yeah,
a couple million dollars here and there. Honestly, we're fine. They can manipulate it.
I know, but I don't understand why this card thing is a huge hang up for you.
It is a hang up.
Hey, EB, just because you have a 1,000 Craig Worthington worthless cards, I have a card that's worth $500,000.
I mean, you know, he's crying about money all the time for the stadium and he needs the tax credits and everything. No.
Isn't he putting a huge chunk of cash into the stadium?
Yeah, more than any other owner on the planet.
Good. I am holding him accountable. If they don't sign Terry McLaurin, it's ultimately not on Adam Peters, not on Dan Quinn, not on it. It's on Josh.
All right, so hold on. Finish your thought on Harris, real quick.
So here's the thing. This is EB is correct. EB is absolutely right. This is a saying that goes, your house is on fire and you're busy chasing cockroaches. This is exactly what it is.
Never heard that, but okay.
It's funny.
Well, you've heard it the first time now. You have to handle these little things, and buying a $500 card is distracting. Is you got a guy that everybody wants.
Just goofing around, partying, right. $500,000 football card. Sign your best player!
Right.
Second best player.
Yeah. But he employed Adam Peters to do this. What?
I know. I'm just frustrated. It's reached a point now where
You're just doing the blame game at anybody that comes around?
No. He's the ultimate blamer. I ultimately will blame him.
Hold on. If they don't come to an agreement and trade Terry McLaurin, you don't blame Adam Peters?
No.
You blame Josh Harris?
Yes.
That's
okay. Well, first of all, they are going to come to an agreement with Terry McLaurin eventually. Yeah. It will happen. He's not going to get traded. He will be playing for the Commanders this upcoming season. And you should be sending Josh Harris bouquets of flowers every week because you had to deal with Dan Snyder for almost 25 years. The worst owner in all of professional sports.
He doesn't get a present for just being not Dan Snyder. Because you're not Dan Snyder. You're not Dan Snyder.
Yeah, but I don't own the team.
Yeah, but there are plenty of other guys that could buy the team.
I didn't rescue the team from the depths of hell.
Plenty of others. If he wanted to sell today, there'd be plenty of other guys lining up to buy it.
You know, everyone.
Don't call Byron Allen. He's sized to own a team.
Byron Allen.
Who's Byron Allen?
I'm just throwing out a random.
He was in the mix.
I don't know if his pocket was
the Greek guy that you liked. Well,
I thought you were talking about Brian Davis.
Yeah, Brian Davis.
No, I was not talking about Brian Davis.
Oh, you weren't thinking about Brian Davis.
I don't understand.
He has the money to buy it.
I don't understand this. Everyone was lamenting the fact that Ron Rivera can't put together a roster. This organization needs a real GM. Yeah. Finally, a real GM's in place and is doing his job, and everyone's freaking out.
We'll see if he's doing. I'll tell you if he's doing his job.
It's the emotions coming in with the possibility of Terry McLaurin sitting out.
If he fumbles the McLaurin bag, he didn't do his job. Because you got to find a way to just get it done. Terry's a reasonable guy. And I think they will get it done.
Well,
but
you're assuming he's reasonable.
Yes, I am.
He could be asking for something very unreasonable.
I think he's pretty reasonable. Yeah, I have a pretty good.
That's the thing. We just don't know the numbers. We don't know the numbers.
But I have a pretty good body of evidence based on his character that he's probably being fairly reasonable.
I know we're going to talk about it coming up at 7 o'clock, but maybe the team is coming from the perspective of all the coaches and scouts and front office executives that didn't put him in the top 10 receivers.
I'm sure they're using whatever they can against him.
There's no way that Adam Peters and his group are using a goofy.
I'm not saying that they're
survey as part of their negotiations with Terry McLaurin.
I understand.
I wouldn't be surprised
that,
if they threw it in his
but
face.
But I'm saying that they're coming from that perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, just getting back to the Von Miller deal. Just did a quick search. So he is older, but man, some of these older pass rushers, now these are the elite, but I think Von Miller goes up there and in the elite. Reggie White, age 37 at 16 sacks. Chris Dolman at 37 at 15. Kevin Green at 36 had 15. At 37, he had 12.
Yeah.
Chris Dolman had another 12 at 36. Julius Peppers had 11 at 37. Reggie White had 11 at 36. Bruce Smith had 10.
The problem is he hasn't done it in recent years.
He's had injuries, but last year he had 6 in limited time.
In 37 games, he's got 14.
I know, but he even said he shouldn't even have played in 23 because he was so
injured. That's over the course of three seasons.
But look at the most recent year, which is most
telling. I'll take the under and I'll give you 8.5.
Under on what?
Under 8.5 sacks.
Oh, I wouldn't bet that.
Okay, well, then why are you bringing up double-digit sacks?
But his win rate might be decent. It just depends on snaps. But I'm just saying, he could still be a productive player at an older age, even as a role player.
Look, they gave him $1 million.
Right.
They gave him nothing.
It's a flyer.
I figured, you know what, if they get 2 sacks in a big division game and they win the game,
It's paid off.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. He doesn't have to have 10 or 12 sacks because
I'm just pointing out, of course, I don't think he will. I'm just saying that guys can be productive in their later years at that position.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think it was telling that he had a bounce back year last year.
You're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. What is your reaction to Von Miller being the latest addition to the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067. 106.7. So our pal Ben Standing, at Ben Standing on Twitter, tweeted this last night about Von Miller. He said, is Von Miller still an elite every down pass rusher at 36? No. Effective pass rusher, for sure. Per PFF,
exactly.
He ranked 10th in pass rush win percentage. Lots of stars on the list. Also, he's T8 in the PRP metric that considers sacks, hits, hurries, and pass rush attempts. Other guys on the list, including Aiden Hutchinson, Miles Garrett, you know, the likely suspects, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Trey Hendrickson. So in a limited role, like, he should still be able to be effective.
That's exactly what I said segment.
I think it's a worthwhile signing, especially if you're outlaying a million and a half in cash and incentives.
Yeah. Giving him nothing.
It's a good gamble.
Doesn't hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't hurt you. I don't have great expectations. And in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of the discussion we had several weeks ago when that one analytics guy pointed out their average age, mm-hmm. and also pointed out that they had less injuries last year than are expected.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see a season where all of a sudden they have all these injuries popping up because it's just law of averages.
Yeah, I agree with that. That could happen.
And you have an older roster.
I worry about that hell with Jaden. He's one of the, you know, not the youngest, but he's certainly one of the younger guys on the team. Definitely.
Now, one guy countered the average age thing by saying, well, they're still factoring in like Josh Johnson and some people into the roster that aren't going to be part, most likely, of the final 53.
But if I mean, it's a different sport, but weren't the Nats one of the oldest team when they won?
Yeah.
You know,
they were older, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so it's okay to be old.
It's okay, but a lot of times you break down.
And that might happen.
More likely.
Is that true, or you're just not as good? I think their roster was such garbage. I mean, Adam Peters couldn't hide his disdain for this roster when he was asked about it when he was here, you know, a year and a half ago. I mean, literally, he couldn't hide how little regard he had for the roster. They've had a total overhaul for the most part, and he's got to sprinkle in some old farts until these young guys can come through.
I think it's pretty incredible, pretty good job that not one of Ron Rivera's first round picks is on the team anymore.
Right. No Dotson, nope. No Forbes, no Jamin
Davis.
That's
how bad it was.
No Chase Young.
For 4 years, that's how bad
the personnel department was.
Right.
That's what he ravaged the roster.
And a couple of those guys, if not all of them, are basically non-impactful.
Well, I mean, Jamin Davis has been on, I think, at least two or three teams since he left. Jahan Dotson, I mean, he can't crack the lineup in Philly. And
Chase
Forbes,
Young is on his, third team?
Yeah, I forgot Chase Young.
Well, that was his first pick.
Yeah.
Those are Ron Rivera's first-round picks.
Oh, my God. It's like he was intentionally sabotaging the roster. And he wasn't. He was just bad.
They just didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
And it wasn't just Ron. I mean, the whole staff.
It was him and his cronies.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Obviously, it's open line Thursday. You can talk about whatever you want. Commanders, obviously, getting most of the attention this week. The McLaurin situation is out there, open wound. How is that going to resolve itself? The signing of Von Miller, just to kind of add a little to that defense. JP's unfazed by it. I think it's a good move. Adds depth, adds another veteran. A Hall of Famer, basically.
Are you phased by it?
I said
unfazed.
It
moved you?
Yeah, I thought. Oh,
he's positive, which is rare.
How could I not
be positive? The needle?
It adds another piece, a proven pass rusher who's going to have a limited role. If he makes one or two plays a game, that would be great. One or two plays. It doesn't have to be sacks. It could just be get in the mix and disrupt them and speed up a throw.
Hurts them, but yes, I would say
it's a limited impact move, but it's a defense that needs some help. And I think it only helps.
Yeah, and you're not spending $10 million on the guy.
You're spending
$1.5 million.
Yeah, giving him peanuts. It's an absolute can't loser as far as I'm concerned. Let's go to Anthony in Calvert County. Anthony, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
You know what it also shows? It also shows that veterans that are trying to hold on to maybe sneak out one more ring, they're choosing to come to D.C.
Which is a good thing. It's a great sign.
When's the last time that's happened?
It wouldn't have happened with Rivera or
maybe
Dan
that year
still
when
here.
Deion and Bruce Smith.
Yeah,
and all those guys
20
came.
Years.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't agree with that. Didn't Ryan Fitzpatrick come here? The veteran. I mean, some guys come for checks.
I think that
31
that's true.
Teams passed on Von Miller. He found a home.
So do you think he wouldn't have been unsigned if it weren't for Washington?
I don't think he was dying to come to Washington. I'm guessing he didn't have many suitors.
Well, sure. we have no idea.
I mean, he obviously didn't have a ton because they paid him $1 million, but I'm sure he would have found that somebody would have given him a shot based on what he did last year. Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I called in, I don't know, about 10 minutes ago. I've been on hold, but I think it was EV who was saying he's out on the Miller signing. Is that correct?
No, that's JP.
JP is.
He doesn't care about it. He means
it's fine. JP's the wet blanket.
He says he's fine. Blanket.
He just doesn't have expectations.
Be clear, Eric Bickle, the steak king, loves the signing. It's an accessory. It's an added piece. I'm not expecting him to have 15 sacks. I'm expecting him to make a few impactful plays, important plays this year.
Okay, then EB, I agree with you. JP, I disagree with you.
Thank you.
And one thing, you're welcome. One thing that I think you guys are missing, well, not you guys in general, but just one thing that might be missing is he's going to impact offensive schemes regardless of his statistical value. And I think that's a big piece. Now, he's not going to be out there all the time. He's only probably going to play 25, 30, 35 of the snaps, but they're going to be impactful snaps.
Right. He's a situational
guy. Exactly. And if you look at it.
Exactly. Has to still account for him.
100%. And if you look at what we lost with Fowler, he played about 54, 55% of the snaps, if I remember correctly, and he got 10 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Miller, if he plays 25, 30% of the snaps based on last year, he'll have 5, 6, 7 sacks, but he's going to impact the coverage. He's going to impact the protection schemes. He's going to impact a lot of things, the chipping. You can't chip everybody, so that opens up other people. He's going to be impactful. It's a good move. It's a cheap move, and there's nothing on the line if he gets hurt or if we cut him. Let's say he shows up.
Hey, I hope you're right. I hope he is able to do everything you said. By the way, not necessarily a good dude. The NFL suspended him 4 years. Jason mentioned this.
Four games.
Yeah. For assaulting his pregnant girlfriend
home. I don't like that.
And by the way, wasn't the first time in 2021 he had a domestic violence situation.
Yeah. I don't like it.
You need some a-holes on your roster.
I'm turning a blind eye to that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know, it's not a revelation.
I understand it's not a revelation, but part of kind of the secret sauce, at least last year, was Quinn talking about
culture.
Brotherhood
yeah.
and culture. Mm-hmm. Now you're bringing in a guy who's been, and I don't know if he was convicted, but
I think the charges were thrown out
of assaulting a pregnant person.
Not yes. great.
And that comes on the heels.
Not great.
It's pretty terrible
look. But you know what?
That comes on the heels of 2 years earlier being investigated for a similar incident. Now, right. he claims innocence in both.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, let me just say this. I wouldn't date him, but he could play on my football
You're
team.
Not going to have 55 priests on yeah. your roster. I mean,
I understand
you.
That.
You're going to have you. Some guys. Well, I mean, Debo Samuel punched his long snapper during a game.
Yeah. Is it just saying
probably
last year
though,
and look ultimately
yeah.
I'm a,
I know I'm just saying you're not gonna have 55 guys who are just great dudes
yeah ultimately I'm a talent guy
yeah I mean
I want the talent
that's what it comes down
but
to.
This team preached the gospel of brotherhood
camaraderie
over
yeah,
and over
I don't know how he doesn't fit that
Quinn did,
he could be a great locker room guy terrible at home
he
He'd
might
be a great locker room guy
he could be But they're rolling the dice. Like, they were pretty particular last
well,
year.
Put it this way.
They were pretty particular, Adam Peters, in picking what they thought were high-character guys in Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, older guys.
Football character. Listen, I believe Nikki tweeted this, that Peters was assistant GM or scout
yeah,
or whatever with Denver when he was selected
yes,
in
he
the
was.
Draft.
Yes.
So he knows him. He knows who he's getting. Basically as a human being. And it passed his smell test.
Well, he's clearly a flawed human being. But we're delineating.
Yeah.
We're asking, can he be impactful?
I would like
on
to I'd ask him to not date anybody for a year.
Yeah, just you know what? Just be celibate.
Be a single guy.
Just focus on football.
Chase the quarterback, make one or two plays a week.
His
That's
girlfriend, when the police arrived at her apartment. Had abrasions on her hand, bruises on her neck, plus bruises to her abdomen and left biceps.
Yeah, there was an issue.
He's not a great guy.
He was suspended for it, and hopefully that never happens again.
Just get the quarterback 5 or 6 times this year.
That's all Commander fans care.
Let's go to Tony in Laurel. Tony, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, Thanks Tony.
For taking my call.
Yep.
Man, so, you know, sorry for the voice. I'm a little under the weather.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
But, don't worry, buddy.
So, you know, I woke up this morning. I saw the sign-in of, you know, Von Miller. And I'm like, wow, okay. Another name, older player. Okay, we're going from the Hogs to the Wild Hogs. But, you know, it is what it is.
So you weren't fired up. Yeah. You didn't
so
see
you don't
the
like
signing.
The fact that his pass rush win rate last year was 10th in the league.
So what I think is, I think DQ is smart enough to know how to use him in situational
exactly.
where he can maximize what he can do.
Exactly.
But so I think he's going to be good in that aspect. I think what he's going to add is in those fourth quarters, I think he's going to make an impact in that fourth quarter for us. That's mm-hmm. something we did not have last year.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to have, what I want to get y'all take on is, so I overheard B. Mitch yesterday. Now, I can't remember if it was on his show or his radio show or if it was on the B. Mitch.
Yeah, hurry up, though.
Debate.
Get to it. Hurry up.
Okay. So another older team, the 91 team was an older team. The 2000 team was an older team. So both big names. What kind of vibes are y'all getting? Are you getting 91 vibes or 2000 vibes?
Well, hopefully they're 91 vibes because that was one of the best teams in
we
NFL
just kinda,
history.
Yeah, I mean, just kind of have to let
buddy.
It play out.
It's way too early.
Well, let's get the McLaurin thing taken care of
way
first.
Way too early. Way too early. My vibe is that they're planning on being pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, when we come back, we will continue the Commanders talk. NFL execs rank the top wideouts in the league. Where did Terry McLaurin fall on that list? We will get into that next here on The Fan.